The old dwarf lay dying. His limbs would no longer support him, his bowels and stomach twisted together like snakes. Waves of nausea broke over him. He could not even raise his head from his bunk. He stared above him at an oil lamp swinging slowly overhead. The lamp's light seemed to be getting dimmer.
"This is it," thought the dwarf. "The end. The darkness is creeping over my eyes."
He heard a noise near him, a creaking of wooden planks as if someone were very quietly stealing up on him. Feebly, Flint managed to turn his head.
"Who is it?"
he croaked.
"Tasselhoff,"
whispered a solicitous voice. Flint sighed and reached out a gnarled hand. Tass's hand closed over his own.
"Ah, lad, I'm glad you've come in time to say farewell,"
said the dwarf weakly.
"I'm dying, lad. I'm going to Riorks."
"What?" asked Tass, leaning closer.
"Riorks," replied the dwarf irritably. "I'm going to the arms of Riorks."
"No, we're not," said Tass. "We're going to Sancrist. Unless you're meaning inn. I'll ask Sturm. The Riorks arms,
"Riorks, the god of the dwarves, you doorknob,"
Flint roared.
"Oh," said Tass after a moment. "That Riorks."
"Listen, lad,"
Flint said more calmly, determined to leave no hard feelings behind.
"I want you to have my helm, the one you brought me in Saxaroth, with the griffin's mane."
"Do you really?" asked Tass, impressed. "That's awfully nice of you, Flint, but what will you do for a helm?"
"Ah, lad, I won't need a helm where I'm going."
"You might in Sancrist," said Tass dubiously. "Derek thinks the Dragon High Lords are preparing to launch a full-scaled attack, and I think a helm could come in handy."
"I'm not talking about Sancrist,"
Flint snarled, struggling to sit up.
"I won't need a helm because I'm dying."
"I nearly died once," Tass said solemnly. Setting a steaming bowl on a table, he settled back comfortably in a chair to relate his story. Flint gave a mighty groan and fell back limply on his bunk.
"Is it too much to ask,"
he said to the lamp swinging above his head,
"that I be allowed to die in peace, not surrounded by candors?"